101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Welcome back to Lethal Refresh. Hey, Steph.
Hey, B. We got some cheese breath on the air tonight. Today.
You couldn't wait. You had to use it right away.
And here's Jay.
Well, no.
Well, not just yet.
It's an audio medium, Stephanie.
That is true. That is true. We have to wait just a moment for Jay to arrive in the studio.
I really, really am very excited for all of the tracks we have this week. Hey, Jay. Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Looking fresh.
Hello. I'm here. I've arrived.
Welcome.
I'm a bit late, but I'm here.
That's okay.
The being is here.
Welcome, Jay. How's your week?
Thank you. It's quite stressful. I do have a final on Wednesday.
Oh.
I'm very excited to listen to some music for the next little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited too. A little birdie told me that you got to go to see a concert on Tuesday.
On Tuesday? Yeah, I did see, I saw Bar Italia, one of the greatest concerts ever.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What made it so great?
There was like, I had a feeling there would be like a pit that formed, but like, it actually happened, and it was like, I don't know, it was like all of the people that should be in a pit, they were all there together, and it was great.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Always a good feeling, I'm sure.
And they were just really good live. They're really, really tight band, and they were like really chill. Got to like say hi to them after.
Nice. Did you get anything signed?
I got a t-shirt signed, nice. Yes. But yeah.
We have another new arrival.
I'm lethally refreshing the Spotify right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's being lethally refreshed over and over again. And it's lethally not loading.
I could...
Do you have...
I could provide
a device.
I could provide a fix to that.
Let me quickly shout out our soldiers that are out in Delta today. Shout out the blockers at the Delta port. The Delta port has been fully blocked off today because there is no business as usual during genocide. And I'd like to say that we on Lethal Refresh are supporting them. Do what you can to support them. We keep us safe. Shout out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Oh, I'm so sad. There are so many new tracks. Oh, how could we ever get to them all?
How could we ever?
How are you, Danny? Any updates?
I like the new hair.
It's an auditory medium. I now have Coraline hair. Big things on the way. I don't know. I need to get these fake piercings actually pierced. Like my bridge and my eyebrows. Because I wear a fake bridge and a fake eyebrow. Both eyebrows. Basically every day. And I think I should do that. Tell me, listener, do you have any piercings that are really cool? This is like Dora the Explorer. Like,
let us know in the comment section.
Let us know.
Let's get to several tracks. I feel like two is the right number because it
two could be a good number.
It's the Jay Special 6:47 track. Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Always a treat.
So we're gonna listen to "Smile," "Ugly Version" by Worrywart. Oh, from Worrywart. Actual music on their Spotify, and not just one acoustic song that I've never heard them play.
Yes, a second song has appeared.
A second song.
That's so lovely.
Not one, but two. That's very exciting.
A second song.
We were walking in the long grass.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Wandering in the long grass, and suddenly a new Worrywart track appeared. Pokemon reference. I don't know if you guys would get it.
We'll be right back. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, we are back.
Hey.
You just heard two songs there. That first one was Smile, Ugly Version by Worrywart. And that last one was Springtime Again by Poolside Nightmare. Poolside
Nightmare.
I love Worrywart. I love them.
I love Worrywart. I think they're going on tour.
I know they are. They're...
Yeah.
Oh.
I enjoy
either right now or soon.
I think it's upon us. I enjoy the lead singer. I like her vibes live whenever she plays like she plays like a particularly strong chord or a strong moment, she like winces.
Yeah,
guitar face, which makes me so happy because I do the same thing. And she's awesome.
Shout out our guitar face lovers out here.
Yeah.
Guitar face.
I'm a guitar face lover. I love a derpy guitar face.
I actually one of the first concert I ever took photos at, like actual photos, was a Worrywart show at Redgate.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I also really like I don't think I know the name actually, the lead, but
I remember the skirt.
Yeah, the skirt was amazing, and just their face every time they perform, their lyrics is just the most like intense and passionate thing, and I really love watching them perform.
I love when a girl gets her derp on.
Yeah.
They were like actually so passionate live. Didn't like one of their strings break or something?
Something like that.
I remember that.
I'm not sure.
One of the shows, they had like guitar strings break or something.
I do remember.
But they were just
this.
Like going at it like really intense the entire time.
But they didn't stop.
No. They kept going.
This isn't Murray Watt, but I just remember that there's a video of some like virtuoso or guitar soloist who like breaks a string in the middle of a performance and changes the string
changes
while
it.
Performing.
It's B.B. King.
Yeah, that would be it.
Oh, it's B.B. King?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't remember the name, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
I know the clip. It's B.B. King.
Burger
it's B.B.
King.
He's the king for a reason.
B.B. King.
Wow. And that Poolside Nightmare track, I just found, like, randomly. They have, like, 8 monthly listeners.
I like the vibrations.
But they seem to be, like, coming up out of like California, I think.
They're next up.
Next up.
Next
Their
up
profile says, just an outlet to express how I'm feeling in audio format. So thank you.
I like your expressions of how you're feeling.
Me
and
too.
Keep expressing.
Under fans also like, there is one artist and it is Dean Blunt.
Dean.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's
that's a pretty
Blunt
cool. That's a pretty
Jay's
cool
around.
Artist for fans to like also.
Maybe I'm fans. I think it might be me.
Yeah.
Considering there's eight people, well, it's probably just
Jay,
me.
You might be fans, but
wait,
I'm
that's
tough.
Wait, it's eight people, then it probably actually
it probably is me and maybe like a few other people. So
okay.
I love when artist buyers are just like little intimate, like almost diary recordings of mm-hmm. just how they feel about their work, like nothing professional nor like big artist buyer, just something small and personal, I think is always a nice touch.
I love genuine stuff like that. Like I saw a video like 2 days ago and it was of Chapel Rowan in 2019 just like doing a regular performance, and it like kind of threw me for a loop of just thinking like how much someone's life can change and how much like the world can change around their music. Like she's literally like just did Coachella and the Tiny Desk and is like huge and everyone's obsessed with her, and I don't know, it's just so cool. Like all artists really are like little derpingtons deep down.
Yeah, I remember seeing people being like, oh yeah, I saw like Phoebe Bridgers like 10 years ago at like a coffee shop or whatever.
Everyone's just a
so
little
cool.
artiste.
It's very nice.
I always really love seeing just those little signatures of an artist's style before they really like formalize it into a brand.
Yeah.
It's always really interesting to see an artist grow like that.
It's very delightful.
And speaking of artists that we're expecting a lot of.
Yeah.
That have their own brand of music.
Ooh. Yeah.
For sure. We have Machine Girl coming up next.
Yeah.
Get excited.
I really hope they get the girl out of the machine. I say that every time,
do.
And it's not funny, but
hope they manage it.
I don't think that's happening. I think the girl is the machine.
The girl is firmly inside the machine.
Rage Against the Girl.
We've got three real heaters coming up. We've got Dance in the Fire by Machine Girl.
Yup.
Yep.
We've got Wasted by 36. And we've got Dawnbreak by Burial Etiquette.
Ooh.
We got Poolside
ooh,
Nightmare
ooh,
and Burial
shout
Etiquette.
Shout out to Nikki for putting me on to Burial Etiquette a long time ago.
They're Canadian and they are so cool.
Yes, they are awesome.
They are really awesome. So I think you're going to enjoy these three a lot. So, goodbye.
Thank you. annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Celebrate Earth Day with the soundscape from the Tektexan wetland on unceded Wassanic territory, Saturna Island, British Columbia. Follow the 24-hour circadian rhythm as it unfolds in sync with your local time. The voices of the frogs, birds, insects, and their environment take over the airwaves for this experience in slow radio. The wetland broadcast is created by artists Brady Marks and Mark Timmings. Crack open a virtual window and connect your everyday activities to the wetland soundscape. April 22nd, all day, Earth Day. To learn more, visit wetlandproject.com.
Hello, hello. We are back. We are back.
Welcome.
We are very back. You just heard three heaters.
That was a very heatful set.
It was. The first one we heard there was Dance in the Fire by Machine Girl. They have a little three-track EP out.
Oh, yeah. Super Freak. Frequency. Baby.
But you say they have more coming out.
I say that this EP was released for a tie-in with a manga that's coming out that I don't know what the... I'm sure Machine Girl has many big-time artist, indie artist world connections to score this book. It's a book. Okay. Traditionally without music, usually no music with books. But this book has music by Machine Girl. Dance on the Fire is my favorite track. And I'm hoping that if these tracks are good, it means the impending album is also good.
Right. If they're singles...
Yeah, these are originals. Like, for a while, they were releasing remixes, and the remixes weren't really grabbing me, and I was kind of getting worried. But these are original tracks that are good, most of them. So, there you go. That's fingers crossed.
It was really flames, and it made me really excited for Machine Girl Summer.
Yeah, hopefully
Machine
it's
Girl Summer.
Hopefully it's lighter and dancier.
Because last year was 100 Gex April.
It was also Machine Girl April.
It was also Machine Girl April.
It's Machine Girl year round.
Year round.
I'm getting a new info from a sauce in my ear. Just a little birdie in my ear.
What's it telling you?
Well, this little birdie is telling me that Dance in the Fire, the new Machine Girl single, the best on the EP, is it's like if you put awesome sauce on an epic plate of birdaciousness.
Where did you get that from?
A little birdie told me.
That's awesome.
You and the derp master.
That is awesome.
I love when a boy gets his derp on a little bit.
That was pretty derpy, I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you, Ewan, for getting your derp on a little bit there.
Y'all ever fuck with mini meat? Oh no, that's
thank you, little bird.
Yes.
Thank you.
The answer is yes.
What was that next one?
That next one was Wasted by 36, which Ewan told me about. Do you want to talk about it, Ewan? Come back here.
What song?
Get Ewan on the mic. Get Birdie on the mic.
What song is... Wait. Do I know this song?
It's called Wasted.
Wasted. They're from Calgary, though. I know that.
They're from Calgary.
Yeah, I know they're from Calgary, but I don't remember sending you Wasted. I think someone else might have sent this to you.
But you were from Calgary.
Yeah, I guess my aura,
Your aura.
Showed up. I don't know.
Yeah, your aura
showed up. But yeah, Wasted is a band from Calgary that is been on the circuit for like a long time, since like 2008.
Damn.
They've released a bunch of EPs and albums. They're always like, because their name, like whenever there's a festival, like Sled Island or something like that, they're always like first on the roster. So
36.
Yeah.
Question mark.
I, pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And also Dawnbreak by Burial Etiquette.
That was really good. I really like Burial Etiquette. Good. That like that's why I was asking you about the tracks. So I was waiting for you to get to that one because I really liked that one.
Burial Etiquette, I know you're listening. We will book you.
They have a new album called Mise en Scène out right now.
Mise en Scène.
They're from Thunder Bay. They're a non-binary screamo emo post-hardcore band.
From Thunder Bay?
Yes.
That's so sick.
When you say non-binary, are they all non-binary? Like all of them?
Maybe their music
the band does not conform to.
Oh, okay. Binary. Well, I mean, that makes sense too.
There's
but
some kind of non-binary.
I'm just saying, if they're all non-binary, I need to meet this band.
And from Thunder Bay, like they literally are like the toughest turtles around.
We will book you, you tough turtles.
Please come here.
We will book you.
Please come here immediately.
We will interview, please. Teach us some burial etiquette.
Dude.
I don't know much about mortuary practice, but I'd love to know more.
Please do that. We have more tracks though. We have Problem.
Yes,
by
yes.
Human Part. Yeah. Okay. Talk about this.
Little beardies.
Oh yeah,
what is this?
Problem.
When you hit me, bitch, I was just like this. Why the fuck is you mad? If a nigga don't work, then he don't get paid. So why the fuck is you mad? Shit, when I was fucked up, you didn't fuck with me. So why the fuck is you mad? Check me that. Why the fuck is you mad? Huh? Why the fuck is you mad? Now I'm just whooping a hood again with some loose pipe of pants. Got your girl in the passenger seat, she agreed to a whole nice stand.
Powerful, desirable. Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia. With your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Hello, hello. We are back. Problem?
Live problem? And with cheese breath on Lethal Refresh.
Problem?
We
Cite your sources, Stephanie.
My AI Eric source Cartman. Is that I have a nurse, and I'm sitting in the studio with Lethal Refresh.
It smells like cheese in here. Ew.
Peter.
Gross.
Someone cut the lethal cheese breath.
I used to, when I was a kid, I would have cheese snacks all the time, and I would get lazy, and I'd, like, want my dad to cut up the cheese for me. Well, so I'd, like, go to the bathroom and leave the cheese out, and then I would find creative ways to not say, can you please cut the cheese for me? Because my dad would do as a dad would do if you said fart.
Cut the cheese! Oh. Who cut the cheese?
We're getting a bit of a memo in the stew from Little Birdie.
What do you want to hear, Ewan? Tell
little
us.
Little Birdie.
What's going on,
what you've got for us?
Let's hear Aya! By Sven K.
Aya!
From Edmonton.
From Edmonton.
From Deadmonton.
Okay, we're going to play that song right next, followed by Silver Grit Passes Through My Teeth by Still House Plants. I'm very interested in both of these songs.
I hope you have subwoofers.
If you're from Edmonton, hit me up.
Yeah?
If you have subwoofers, turn them on. You can DM me too if you feel like it, but you should turn them on.
Turn them on. Subwoofers?
Subwoofers?
Subwoofers? Okay.
What?
Anyways.
Wait, actually, I take it back to you.
Any subwoofers in the audience tonight?
Turn up your subwoofers. Anyways, enjoy these
turn
two.
Turn on your subwoofers.
Thank you.
dream of. And you're pressing again. Fuck it. In love we tend to get big and tough. Despite the. Dirty ways. But I wouldn't be true to your core. Eventually.
Hello, hello. We are back. We are back.
Bienvenidos.
You just heard two songs there. You heard Ayah by Sven K off Paranoid Aspect and Silver Grit Passes Through My Teeth by Still Houseplants off If I Don't Make It, I Love You.
I like that.
If I Don't Make It, I Liked That.
If I Don't Make It, I Like That.
I really liked the ending of that song.
Yeah, it kind of just like falls apart. It's really strange. They're also from London.
Really?
Yeah. It's like every like interesting band that comes up, they're from London.
I'm excited for New Sorry when that happens eventually, because they put out an album like
pretty
last
great board
year.
Game.
Sorry.
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 And Marrying the Junkyard.
Marrying the Junkyard. Oh, speaking of, I don't know if pre-orders are still open or if they've already sold out, but they did open a pre-order for 500 vinyl copies of their EP that's coming out soon. I'm not sure how long the EP is going to be, but they've already put out 3 tracks, or presumably at least 5.
They better put several new tracks on that EP, because they've already released all of their singles like 3 times each.
Yes.
So
a lot of singles.
Yeah. I mean, Marble Arch is so good, though. I love that song. Oh my gosh.
I mean, you say that, but they've just put like the old singles on the new singles.
I would like a few new songs on the EP. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I think it just stands out because they only have 3 songs. I think that's the
thing. Well, they are 3 very good songs.
They are 3 very good songs. And you should pre-order that vinyl if it's still in stock.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. I guess we're out of time.
Pre-order
it.
Later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Everything you take in is the first and the last time it will ever be that way.